You are a multitude of stories. Every joy and heartbreak, every disappointment and dizzying high, each has contributed to the complex, one-of-a-kind person that you are today. While your experiences are ephemeral, your stories can be eternal. As we know from ancient scrolls, cave paintings, and the histories passed down by word of mouth from generation to generation, people have been telling stories since the beginning of time. The first utterance from one person to another is the earliest ancestor of the moth. What do you think the first story ever told might have been about? Maybe it was just a series of screeches and howls. Screeches, howls, and pantomime probably did an okay job in a pinch. Language developed out of necessity. There is water over there. Look out for the bear. I found some berries. Damn, fire is hot. And eventually, I went to go look for some berries, but I saw a bear, so I came back to sit by the fire where I feel safe. Perhaps all the first stories were cautionary tales that helped save lives, and that's why we're so hardwired to want, crave, and treasure them. Beyond the essentials, water here, berries here, bear there, we long for more to make sense of the world around us. Over time, storytelling has evolved to serve many purposes, some practical or frivolous, others righteous or evil, still others romantic, entertaining, cautionary, or incendiary. Sharing stories aloud is one of humankind's best attributes, our magical ability to shapeshift into each other's imaginations with the spoken word. Because we have the capacity for imagination, stories bring other people's experiences to life, so we can see and very often feel events that didn't happen to us. When you choose to share a story, you share a piece of yourself. Stories explain your heart, decode your history, decipher who you are, and translate it all to whoever takes the time to listen carefully. They're what make families, friendship, and love possible. They're both ordinary and exquisite. Stories are the currency of community. They tear down walls, unite cultures, and help people realize they are more alike than different, all while celebrating what is unique to you. Beyond survival, stories enhance our lives, deepen our bonds, and if we tell them right, get us invited back to dinner parties. A well-crafted story helps you create a magical sort of clarity. It can illuminate an experience your audience could not have fathomed a few minutes before, or draw them so close that they imagine they can feel your heart beating. You could make them laugh out loud, or bring tears to their eyes, or stir them to action. You might make them feel seen. Time and again, your stories will reveal larger truths about yourself, and sometimes they'll point you in the direction of where you'll want to go next. When you craft a story, you hold each piece of your life up to the light and say, "Yes, that mattered," or "No, that wasn't what I thought it was at all," and often, "Wow, I did not realize this affected me so deeply." Storytelling is vital to being alive, so know that you're not getting out of this. You will be telling stories. In fact, you have been telling stories every day since you started talking. This book will help you tell better stories. Why the Moth? A wise mattress salesperson once quipped, "You spend a third of your life in bed. Sleep in the best bed you can find." Nobody can say for sure what fraction of your life you spend telling stories, but most would agree it's a significant and important portion of your self-expression. So it's worth investing your time and energy in the skills you need to be a great storyteller. The Moth is here to help. Most of us have a few fun anecdotes that we end up telling again and again. The greatest hits that we pull out on dates or when meeting people for the first time. We tell them at parties and work functions and across kitchen tables. We might work them into the conversation at an otherwise boring cocktail party. In case of social emergency, break glass. In the chapters that follow, we will teach you how to turn those anecdotes into stories that mean something to you and give you the tools to deliver them with confidence and grace.